Economists are noticing a worrying trend, something that happened right before the financial crisis. Money from foreign investors is flooding into the U.S., except instead of going into mortgage-backed securities, this time the money is going into the U.S. bond market. Here to look at why that may be problematic is Maggie Lake, who hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi there, Jeremy. I bet you took a deep breath before we tackled this one.
Exactly. We're getting into the wonderful subject of bonds. Well, let's talk about them. These are forms of debt. The U.S. government sells bonds. Private companies also sell bonds and use the money to do certain things. Why is there so much money coming in from foreign investors right now into U.S. government bonds?
Well, there's a couple of things going on. First of all, rates in a lot of other countries are zero or actually negative, which means you actually have to pay to hold those bonds, say Germany, Japan, Switzerland, Sweden. There's also not a whole lot of confidence. Say you were looking at Italian bonds, a lot of people worried about the economy, worried about the health of the EU and their banks. And there's a lot more confidence about what's happening here, even though the economy is not going gangbusters. And lastly, we have a really deep established liquid government and corporate bond market, which means investors can move money in and out with relative ease. So if you put all those things together, in many cases, this looks like the most attractive place to put your money.
So where is the money coming from? Just all over the world or some places in particular?
Oh, it's coming from all over. I mean, it depends on the market. If you look at U.S. Treasuries, China has been a longtime buyer. They are still the biggest, although their holdings are actually going down a little bit. Japan second, Saudi Arabia. If you look at corporate debt, the corporate bond market has been averaging $1 trillion a year in issuance. That's in some years has been a record. That demand is coming from all over the place. And foreign buyers, interestingly, even starting to buy into municipal bonds, which have been traditionally a place where wealthy Americans look to get a tax advantage. You're seeing some Asian and European buyers in that market as well. So a lot of debt coming from all over. And the important thing is the debt is spread around, but that also means the risk is too.
And what about that fear that this is exactly what some economists say happened leading up to the financial crisis?
Yeah, that I think is a little bit misplaced. Listen, definitely when there are situations like this and you have a lot of money chasing return, you can get excesses and you can have unintended consequences. You know, before though, and the big difference for me covering the two is that when you were talking about some of those mortgage-backed securities, people just didn't understand what they were. I mean, right. We've never seen anything like it. They were these manufactured investment class. That is very different. And they didn't understand the risk, even professional money managers from different countries. This time around, you're talking about U.S. Treasuries, corporate bonds. Are they overvalued? Yes. Do people understand fundamentally what they are? Yes, they do. So that's a really big difference here.
And part of this is a global glut in savings. There's a new research paper from the Council on Foreign Relations that says we're in the midst of that and that many Asian countries are saving as opposed to spending. Why?
Yeah, I mean, this is really hard. That depends on country to country. I mean, in some cases, it's true. Look at Japan. That's a perfect example. It's specific to itself, but deflation has been really right. Baked in there, which means if you have cash and you're thinking about buying something and it's going to be cheaper in a month, you tend not to buy it. You tend to sit on that cash and hold on to it because you're afraid that whatever you buy is going to be devalued. That's been a big problem and a big force in savings there. In China, it's a little bit different. They've been spending a lot, but they are swashing around. They've been a booming economy. They have surplus that state economy. So that's sort of for a different reason. So that's a little bit harder to put one big blanket statement on.
That's Maggie Lake of CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.